If I were to ask you to list everything that you've said so far today, would you be able to? What if I asked you to list every thought that you had today? Would you be able to do that? I'm not sure, honestly, if I would be able to do that 100%, but this is something that I want to bring our awareness to. And I want to bring our awareness to it because of Proverbs 18:21, which tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's pretty heavy. And I'm sure right now you're starting to think, ooh, did I speak death or life? Did I think death or life today? So, this is what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be looking at the power of our words. Hey there. Are you a Christian woman who's ready to strengthen your faith and stop the madness in your mind? The worry, doubt, anxiety. Do you want something more for your life but are not sure where to even begin? You've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kristen Campbell. I'm excited that you're here as we journey together to discover mindset renewal and empowered faith for the Christian woman. And before you go down that tangent, I am not talking about, the laws of attraction or the laws of manifestation where we can speak, selfishly these things into existence for us. That's not where I'm going. I'm going to be focused on what the Lord tells us about the power of our words, specifically to bring us healing, to bring freedom into our life. It is for freedom that Christ set us free, to bring us back into a right relationship with the Lord. Now, a law is a law. Right. So whether you believe that you're going to jump off the building and fly, or you know that when you jump off the building, the law of gravity is going to kick in and you're going to drop, it doesn't matter what the belief is, the law of gravity is the law of gravity. Okay. It's the same thing with this. This is God's word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our spoken words do have power. It's how we choose to use them is what's important. Are we using them in a way that is going to honor the Lord and is going to bring again that healing, that restoration, that freedom to our lives, or are we going to use it in a distorted way? So I'm not going into all of that. I am going to stay focused on what the Lord says, and how important it is for us to gain freedom in how we're speaking and what we are speaking into our lives and into our hearts. I work with so many women, and no matter what problem or issue they're facing or where they may feel stuck, as we do the deep work and as we peel the layers back, it always comes down to this root thought, this lie that not only they're believing, but they're speaking out and they're reinforcing in their life. Now, there is power in doing this. So, back in the sixth grade, when I was in sixth grade at St. Anne's, I did a science fair project, and listen up, I was way ahead of my time. I don't think anybody knew then what was happening, but I did a project called Do Plants Have Feelings? And I had three plants. I had my control plant. I had one plant where I spent a certain amount of time every day just talking really loving to, playing nice music, just giving it all kinds of praise. And then my third plant, the same amount of time, I took into the basement and I yelled the meanest, most awful comments to it. And I just kept insulting it and putting it down. And sure enough, what happened? The control plant just grew a certain amount. The plant that I gave all the praise and love and affection to grew larger than the control plant. And the plant that I berated didn't grow as much. So I thought that was a cool experiment. I didn't realize then how ahead of my time I was, because I'm sure you've seen all over the place the study that Dr. Masaru Emoto, who's a Japanese scientist, he's one of the world's top water researchers. He did this study on water consciousness, and he found similar results. This is what he found: the power words have to change the molecular structure of water. He discovered that the water being spoken to with negative, fearful, or berating comments had a molecular structure that was chaotic, disfigured, and unpleasant. But the water that was spoken to with positive, loving, and compassionate commentary formed complex, exquisite, beautiful molecular patterns. So, does it matter what the application is? Plants, water, your own life, money, whatever it is, our words have power, and they have power by God's design. See, we are created in God's image, and God spoke the world into existence. And if you look all throughout the Bible, you see different examples of the power of God's words and how seriously he takes this. We're even told that we are going to be held accountable for every idle word that we speak. This is something we need to be aware of. This is something we need to recognize in our own lives. And I started really thinking about this as I was reading in Isaiah 6, when Isaiah is transported into heaven and he recognizes just how sinful he is. And he cries out, "Woe is me. I'm a dead man because of this." And it's interesting because what happens is the angel of the Lord takes a coal and places it on his lips. Not his head, not his hands, not his feet, his lips. And he said, once that happened, that he was cleansed. I really believe our words are very important to the Lord, and they're very important to our own healing, to our own freedom, and to our own reconciliation in our right relationship with the Lord. So we're going to take a deeper look at that today. The first thing that I want to ask you is, what are your thought patterns? We all have patterns, but many of us are not aware of what they are. And the thing is, there is someone who is very, very aware of what they are. Not only God, but Satan. The enemy is very aware of what your thought patterns are. In fact, he's so aware, he's been studying the thought patterns, and he's been strategically arranging situations and things that you see on TV and things that you come across on social media and things that people say. He's strategically placing them to sabotage you using the thought patterns that you default to. And he's been doing it for generations. So there are certain thought patterns once you do the work, and I really want to encourage you, this is so important. Do the work. Find a life coach. Find a trusted pastor or counselor and do this work to uncover these things, because it's so important. But the enemy has been watching not just you, but has been watching your family line for generations and generations. And there are some thought patterns that have just been passed down. They've been passed down, sometimes not even consciously, but because no one's really paying attention to it anyways. And well, this is how my mom modeled it for me, so this is how I'm going to model it for you. And then it just continues on through the generations. So there are some thought patterns that are active in your life that have been for generations that might not be in alignment with the Word of God. And if you don't first have the awareness of what they are, you're not going to be able to reframe them and to change them. And what's going to happen is you're going to continue speaking out because our thoughts drive our words. They drive our behavior, our emotions, our actions. You're going to continue to speak it out, and you may be speaking out death in your life unknowingly. The problem that you're in, the being stuck, that feeling of like, I just can't break through, could be because you're unknowingly speaking something out that is actually death to the situation, and you're not aware of it. It's so important for us to recognize our thought patterns, to recognize what we're speaking. And I'm not just talking about what we're saying out loud. I'm talking about also our inner dialogue. Like, we have enough social sense to know what's acceptable to say out loud in front of different people. And we're really good at playing that game. Okay, let's just be very honest. We are really good about saying the right things to the right people. Okay, and even though it's not exactly what we are thinking or feeling. But you have to understand that we can hear our inner dialogue. And that is just as powerful in the thought patterns taking root in our heart. Because if it was just a vocabulary issue, it would be pretty easy to modify. Behavior modifications, pretty easy. Okay. You can train dogs. You can train horses. Like, you can train different behaviors. But the thing is, the word tells us that it's out of the heart that the mouth speaks. And that's in Luke. So what are we patterning in our hearts? What's the thought pattern that our heart believes that is spoken to us either in that inner dialogue or out loud? And that's the first step. You have to take the time to become aware of it. Become aware of all the things that maybe you're saying it jokingly. I used to say all the time, I'm a hot mess. I'm on the hot mess express, right? That was like a big popular term. And, you know, I even went so far as jokingly talking with some friends about making a book, you know, called the hot mess express, or I'm a hot mess. And it wasn't until God's like, why are you speaking that out? You're not a hot mess. What are you doing? You're like, I was literally speaking this out because my default pattern, my default thought was, yeah, I'm a mess. Like, I messed this up, or I missed this out, or there's like, I have this weird, like, something's wrong with me if I make a mistake. And it's not that it's weird. I think a lot of us have that thought. If I make a mistake, something's wrong with me. Because the world is like yelling at us that mistakes aren't okay, but how else are we going to learn? How else are we going to know? How else are we going to grow if we don't? And yet I had this pattern that probably did come through generations of, if I make a mistake, I'm a mess. And so I just kind of put some humor on it and started speaking it out. But that wasn't helping me. In fact, it was imprisoning me. And so I had to become really aware of the things that I was even just casually saying, because those things have power. And God wants us to speak life, speak truth into our situations. So how do we do this? Well, God gives us some great suggestions. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Now, I want you to pay attention to this. And other translations say, "so that your words will be a blessing." But I want you to really think about this. Do the words that you say to yourself give yourself grace? Are they a blessing to you? If you're like me, or like many of the people that I work with, they're not. We are our hardest critics. We assume this position of judge, which we are not supposed to be. There is one judge, the Lord God Almighty, who is compassionate and gracious and full of mercy and loving kindness. And yet we will very often assume the position of judge and we beat ourselves up. We berate ourselves. We know not to say it out loud because we know that's not socially acceptable, but internally, we beat ourselves up. And there is a whole lot of corrupting talk and unwholesome things that we say to ourselves that do not build us up, but tear ourselves down. And the Lord says, that's not what I want for you. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Proverbs 15:4 says, "A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit." And perversion, you have to remember, is anything that's distorted from its original state. And our original state is found in Psalms 139:14, fearfully, wonderfully made. So any thought that we are having that's going against that original state, that's a perversion. And it is literally crushing your spirit. And you may not even be aware of it. This is really important. Our own words, whether spoken out loud or that internal dialogue that we have, is it hindering us from getting the victory in life in the different areas? Is it crushing our spirits? And again, this isn't just a vocabulary issue. Anybody can put on the show. We all know how to play the part. This is a deeper heart issue. You want to get to the root lie within your heart. That's where the Lord wants to bring healing. That's where the transformation is going to happen, because once that happens, your words catch up afterwards. Again, Luke 6:45 says that what you say flows from what is in your heart. And even Jesus in Matthew 15, if you read 10 through 20, Jesus is explaining it's not about what goes in your mouth that defiles you, but it's about what comes out. What is it that's in our heart? What are those thoughts that we default to? What are the patterns that we fall into? And how do we change that? Step number one, been saying it all along, you got to recognize them. You have to be intentional. You have to take the time, do the work, jot it down. Even if you don't really understand it, make a note of it, whether it's on your phone and in your notes app, or if it's on a journal in the morning or post-it note, whatever it is, but just jot these things down and be able to say to the Lord, this is what I thought, and show me, Lord, is this a pattern that I have? What's the root of it? And once you can start recognizing it, once you can start exposing it, we're told to take every thought captive. This is what it means. It's not something that we have to wrestle with it or fight, but we have to expose it. We have to take it captive to the obedience of Christ and say, hey, this is what I've been saying, but this isn't truth according to your word. And then the second part is we need to find the scripture that comes against it. And it's in there. And again, if you need support, reach out. Your pastor, a life coach, send me an email. I always am very happy to send people scriptures that will help defeat the lies that they're believing. Okay. But you want to get support. It's so important to find the scripture that combats the lie or that thought pattern that you were believing. And I want to circle back to Dr. Emoto's study, okay? Because here is some really awesome news. The first part of the study, he spoke to water and his words changed the molecular structure, whether good or bad. But you might be thinking, oh man, I really have some bad thought patterns. I mean, I really have been beating myself up. I default to the negative all the time. I'm kind of a Debbie Downer. Like, this is ingrained deep. Like, is there hope for me? Absolutely. Listen to this. And I love when science catches up to the word of God. So his research also showed how polluted, toxic water, when exposed to prayer, can be altered and restored to beautifully form geometric crystals that are typically found in clean, healthy water. Our God is a God of restoration. He is our Redeemer. Just like he allowed the neuroplasticity in our brain so that we can form new thought patterns and new neural networks. He's also saying, you know what? Even if you have that polluted, that toxic thinking, my word, it's going to restore it. It's going to redeem it. It's going to bring it back to wholeness and to health in Christ. So grab hold of those scriptures. It is not too late. Change and transformation can be yours. One of the things that I love to do and that I encourage all of my clients to do is to personalize the scriptures. It is so powerful when you can pray the scriptures out with you being the center of it, with your name in it. Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples quickly. So Deuteronomy 31:6, I'm going to read it to you first as it is, and then I'm going to show you how you can very easily personalize it. Deuteronomy 31:6 reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or in dread of them, for the Lord your God is the one who is going with you. He will not desert you or abandon you." A quick way to personalize a scripture like this is to say, I am strong and courageous. I am not afraid or in dread of them, for the Lord my God is the one who's going with me. He will not desert me or abandon me. Do you see how much more power that holds when you personalize it? Another one that I personalize a lot and that I share with others comes from Psalm 91, verses 14 to 16. So I'm going to read it to you as it is, and then I'll show you another way to personalize it. It reads, "Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation." Here's another way that you can personalize it. "Because Kristen has loved me, therefore I will deliver her. I will set Kristen securely on high because she has known my name. Kristen will call upon me and I will answer her. I will be with Kristen in trouble. I will rescue Kristen and honor her. With a long life, I will satisfy Kristen and let her see my salvation. There's so much power in personalizing the scriptures for yourself and speaking the truth over your life. Again, this is biblically based. The enemy cannot come against the word of God. He could come against your positive affirmations and your good vibes only all day long. But what the word says is truth. It is the final authority, and it is not something that the enemy can overtake. He does not have that power. The power that is in the word is the power that is going to bring healing and wholeness and freedom into your life. So I want to encourage you, become very aware of your thought patterns and of your word patterns. Bring them before the Lord. Reframe them according to truth and start to speak the word of God over your life in those different situations and see the law that the Lord has told us in Proverbs, that death and life, that power to bring death or to bring life, watch it come forth in the words that you speak. I have a reflection guide that's available on my website to download that's going to help you to go deeper in to ask the Lord the questions you need to ask. So I want to encourage you to please go down and download that. That's a free resource for you. And I put it together because I want you to have this healing in your life. I hope you join me next week. Until then, be blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you walked away a little stronger in your faith and freer in your mind. You are so loved. If you like this episode, share it with a friend, leave your ratings and reviews, and engage with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you.